U.S. boots on the ground for Ebola.
Sending more troops to West Africa.
Teen activist wins Nobel Peace Prize.
They thought the bullet would silence us, but they failed.
Wall Street's ups and downs.
The market just quite isn't sure where actually the global economy is right now.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Another 100 American Marines arrived in Liberia a few hours ago to confront the Ebola epidemic head-on. Major General Darrell Williams is commanding Operation United Assistance.
We're here to support AID and the government of Liberia.
Their job is to set up more treatment centers so West Africa can deal with the explosion in the number of cases and deaths. Here at home, much of the Ebola focus has been on Dallas.
We need to all stay calm and carry on with our daily lives.
County Judge Clay Jenkins says people close to the Ebola patient who died are being checked for signs of the virus. Sheriff's Deputy Michael Monig has tested negative for Ebola. His wife says he got sick after being in the apartment where the late patient had been staying.
I think they could have been given better tools to be more prepared had they had gloves, masks, booties.
CBS's Susan McGinnis says members of a House committee will be in Dallas today.
Officials are expected to examine flaws exposed in the nation's health care system following the death of Thomas Eric Duncan. Duncan was initially released from the hospital after he became ill. Some suggest race and lack of health insurance played a role. But doctors say Duncan was given the best treatment possible, including an experimental antiviral drug.
A passenger who sneezed on a flight from Philadelphia to the Dominican Republic joked that he had Ebola. When the plane landed, crews in hazmat gear got on board to escort the passenger off. A teenager who's been an inspiration around the world is the youngest winner of the Nobel Peace Prize.
One child, one teacher, one book, and one pen can change the world.
17-year-old Malala Yousafzai, the Pakistani girl who was shot in the head by the Taliban speaking there at the UN last year, shares the prize. CBS's Larry Miller.
The 60-year-old Kailash Satyarthi is a children's rights activist in India. He's been active in the Indian movement against child labor since the 1990s. His organization has freed over 80,000 children from various forms of economic exploitation and slavery and reintegration into society.
A UN envoy to Syria says 500 civilians are trapped in the town of Kobani as Kurdish forces battle ISIS militants. CBS's Holly Williams in Istanbul says Turkey's under pressure to get involved in the fight.
The U.S. wants it to play a more active role in the coalition against ISIS, in particular by allowing airstrikes to be launched from Turkish territory. But Turkey says that the U.S.-led strikes are actually strengthening the Syrian regime, and it wants America to do more to defeat the Syrian government.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was a no-show at today's anniversary celebration marking the founding of the country's ruling Workers' Party. That absence is fueling more speculation about his health. Some reports have suggested his sister might be running the country. Early indications are the sell-off on Wall Street will continue today. S&P futures are down 8 points. Yesterday's 335-point Dow plunge, the worst market showing of the year. CBS News business correspondent Anthony Mason says this has been a wild week of ups and downs.
What we haven't seen in the markets yet is panic. The volume selling is not abnormally high, which suggests the market is not in a bear run at the moment.
Markets have been rattled by everything from Ebola to concerns about Europe's economy. Courts have stepped in to block voter ID laws in two states just weeks before the November election. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnano.
Both laws would impose strict photo ID requirements. The Supreme Court is preventing Wisconsin's from taking effect until it decides on a full review. Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany says the law is fair.
It's not an obstacle to being able to vote.
A federal judge has ruled Texas's version is a deliberate attempt to suppress minority voters. Dale Ho of the ACLU's Voting Rights Project.
The evidence shows well over 600,000 voters did not have one of the forms of ID that were acceptable under this really strict law.
Texas will seek a stay so it can use the law on November 4th. Steve?
Well, not a suburban St. Louis where there was another night of trouble.
Protesters hurled bricks at police cars, broke windows, and burned American flags.
What I describe as a large knife came flying out of the crowd, actually hit an officer on his shoulder.
St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson says one officer suffered minor injuries. It took pepper spray to clear the crowd on Grand Avenue, a popular entertainment street.
You will be subject to arrest.
The chief says the crowd Thursday night was more hostile than Wednesday. Michael Calhoun, CBS News, St. Louis.
And there are plans for more protests right through the weekend. NFL star Adrian Peterson could be rearrested as early as today after admitting he smoked pot while out on bond in his Texas child abuse case. Peterson's facing a December 1st trial for using a wooden switch to discipline his 4-year-old son. Leading online retailer Amazon seems ready to open its first brick-and-mortar store. The Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger reports it will open in New York City before the holiday shopping season.
This is an experiment for Amazon. They want to test out a same-day delivery operation. And as we've seen over the years, they're trying to get packages and the goods we order faster and faster to your doorstep.
And controversy ended up at the doorstep of Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella after he said this at a women's computing event in Arizona about asking for a raise.
It's not really about asking for the raise, but knowing and having faith that the system will actually give you the right raises as you go along.
On Twitter and in blog posts, Nadella was blasted for saying women shouldn't ask for raises, not asking for one, he said, is good karma. He's now apologized and says men and women should get equal pay for equal work, and if you deserve a raise, you should ask. Jan Hooks has died after a long illness at 57. She made her mark on Saturday Night Live.
You better keep your eyes on what you're watching instead of what you think is what's showing, because we got rules here, Mr. Rules!
Hooks had a knack for first ladies, lampooning the likes of Hillary Clinton, Betty Ford, and Nancy Reagan. Well, singer Katy Perry has a big gig coming up. A lot of people will see and hear Perry roar. Reports say she'll be the halftime performer at February's Super Bowl in Arizona, and indications are she won't have to pay to play, as the NFL suggested it wanted halftime artists to do earlier this year. One NFL star will have to pay for what he sported when his uniform was off and the game was over. Here's CBS's Jim Shenavy.
San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick is the latest player to be fined because of what he was wearing during a post-game interview. After Sunday's game, Kaepernick answered reporters' questions while wearing a pink set of Beats by Dre headphones around his neck. Well, the NFL has an exclusive deal with Bose, so the Beats phones will cost Kaepernick $10,000. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Diamonds may be forever, but marriages many times aren't. Researchers at Emory University found the bigger the ring, the shorter the marriage. Couples who spent between $2,000 and $4,000 on a ring were more likely to divorce than those who spent $1,000 or less. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, the 10th of October. The broadcast produced this week by Paul Ferry and Mara Rubin. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.